Every life we have some trouble, but when you worry, you make it double. Don't worry.
Don't worry.
Be happy.
Tune in to Rosie on Now. It's every Saturday morning. That's how we make that happen. All right, so Mark in North Scottsdale. Sounded like a good-sized home.
Yeah.
Sounded like he wanted to take care of all his power. I want a 20 kW system.
You know, everybody kind of goes that direction. They want to offset 100%. And sometimes that makes sense. But other times it doesn't make sense. We just had a situation this last week where we looked at providing a homeowner a system that was, you know, a 10 kilowatt, pretty good size, a little over 10K.
Okay.
It was going to offset about 60 or 70%. So it was a pretty good user.
Yeah.
Actually identified that bringing him a smaller system, about a 5 kilowatt system, was actually demonstrating greater savings because we were offsetting 100% of his on-peak load as opposed to a majority of that off-peak energy, which is really, really cheap.
Wow.
So we call those peak systems.
Okay.
So sometimes smaller is better.
Yeah. So you don't know that unless you call and get the free assessment.
Exactly. Call that 1-800-281-3189 number and we'll get right back to you.
On Monday.
On Monday.
Leave a message and Harmon Solar will get back to you on Monday. Okay. Go ahead, bud.
Next on cue is Doyle. Welcome to the program, sir. How can we help you?
I just had two questions that I've been concerned about on the current solar systems. One is what happens in the case of a hailstorm, and the second one is when it's time to re-roof, what are the additional costs to re-roof to take the panels off or what needs to be done?
Now, here's a guy who's really thinking it through.
Yeah.
These are great questions.
I'll address the hail question real quick. You know, the panels are designed to withstand a certain amount of that type of an event, but if they are damaged during a hailstorm, depending upon, I believe, some of the lease products would actually cover that and replace them for you because under their warranty. But you definitely, anytime you install solar on your house, you want to let your insurance company know so that in that event, I would think that would be an insurance claim that you would want to have them take care of it. As far as the re-roofing. Right. So one of the things that we do, we make sure that we send our roofing subcontractor out before we do any. That's part of our assessment, that solar consultation. If somebody decides they want to move forward, one of the first things we do is send the roofer out, because we want to make sure that we're identifying if that roof is going to need to be replaced or it has issues already. The last thing we want to do is put solar on it, because you are correct. You will incur additional expenses because now you got to pay me to come remove the solar panels and then have the roofer re-roof and then re-put the solar panels back up on your roof. As far as how much that cost, I mean, I don't know that I could give you an exact figure, but just know that there is definitely an added expense. So before you put solar on, you know, ideally, you could either re-roof if it's time, and that way you've got 20 years and you don't have to worry about it, or make sure you're using the right contractor that's at least looking at that. There's plenty of them out there that'll put solar up there, and they won't even look at the roof or care about the roof.
I almost got arrested about 4.5 years ago, driving down the Bethany Home area, the Christown area, saw a solar company installing solar panels on a 3-tab shingle roof that was obviously shot 30 or 40 years old. It was insane. I went by it, and I went to an appointment, and then I came back, and it was just eating me alive. I stopped, and I just knocked on the door. And I said, did they talk to you at all about the condition of your roof or anything? No, they never said a word. So I called the superintendent down. I said, what are you guys doing? You know, what are you? He called the police to get me off the property. She, the woman in the house called the police to keep me on the property. And the police did say, Rosie, it really is none of your business. But she thanked me because she did go ahead and get the roof fixed.
Mm.
But the solar
moral of the story
was installing on a horrible roof. A horrible roof. It was a sin.
And a different type of roof for Anthony and Williams. Oh, okay.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
Yeah, I live in a 99 Cavco manufactured home, and I wondered if that the framing underneath would be strong enough to hold something like that.
You know, manufactured homes are tough. Again, it goes back. There's plenty of solar companies that I think would go and throw solar on there and not even take a peek at it. We don't install solar on anybody's house without a structural engineer's approval. We do that on every one of them. And in some, we've been able to install some manufactured homes, but most every one of them requires some additional modifications structurally, some sort of shoring or, you know, again, the engineer tells us exactly what we need to do.
Here we are at the end of the hour. We haven't gone back to what I wanted to talk about. What are some of the other warnings homeowners need to know about? How do you know when you have the wrong company at your house?
There's a couple of things to look at. One, the system production. Make sure that, you know, it's easy for them to say that the system's going to produce way more energy than what it's actually capable of producing, skewing the numbers. The amount of offset, like I talked about before, you know, companies that claim that they're offsetting more or giving you more savings than is possible, that's another one. And then, you know, we talked a lot about leases. Make sure that if you're, you know, not to say that escalators in a lease are bad,
yeah,
but make sure that you know what you're getting into. And then the other one that a lot of people don't pay attention to is what they put in for the energy escalation factor. You know, there's energy inflation that happens. It's historical. It's
sure.
It's been about 3% on average. But if a company says 4% or 5% or
6%, to make the proposal look more
better,
appealing.
Exactly. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So beware of that too.
They're overstating the utility
escalation.
Yeah. They're overstating the capacity of the system they're installing to produce, mm-hmm. and they're overstating the trade-off of the 25, 26 cent per kilowatt.
The easiest way to combat that is invite us to your home and have our solar consultant make sure that we're showing you what's real.
Get the straight story from Harmon Solar. The number is
1-800-281-3189 or harmonsolar.com.
And avoid those sign-up todays.
Exactly.
Avoid those sign-up todays. Join us next Saturday. We're actually live up on the rim, Hever Overgaard, at the Arizona Crawfish Festival. We'll be broadcasting live, talking about the repurposed home.
And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.